This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Junkies and flunkies, and welcome to this week's episode of the NWA Saturday Special. I am your co-host, Scott Criscolo, joined as always by the doctor, Dr. G. George Ablino.
How are you?
What's going on?
Week in the books.
It is. We got a good show tonight. Bundle one is in the books. They have concluded the first four episodes of UWN Primetime Live, and tonight we will recap episode four, and then we've got some pros and cons. You and I are going to kind of break down what we've thought of the first 4 weeks.
You would have thought, though, that the last one would have been the best one, and it wasn't.
I've got opinions on that that may kind of throw your theory out the window and may lead to us having a better bundle of 5 through 8. Because I thought that most of the show wasn't that bad. I know your whole thing. I know one of your biggest criticisms, and I can actually kind of debunk that if you really think about it, too. But first off, I want to go in and say condolences to all Yankee fans, and not because they lost to Tampa. That's irrelevant. But, of course, the chairman of the board passed away. Another fucking death that – I mean, he was 91 years old, but Whitey Ford did pass away. Probably the last of the great Yankee dynasty from 49 to 64, which is, I always call, my dad's era of Yankee baseball.
A day in Yankee land, and the chairman of the board was probably the best Yankee pitcher of all time, arguably.
Yeah, and I mean,
be honest with you.
Yeah, I said it to you earlier today. I said, I can't believe in one calendar year we lost the greatest Yankee pitcher of all time, the greatest Mets pitcher of all time, and probably the greatest Cardinals pitcher of all time. Whitey Ford, Tom Seaver, and Bob Gibson. How about that, huh?
Rotation up there.
Yeah, really. Somebody protect Sandy Koufax. I think Don Drysdale already passed away. Anyway, just wanted to mention that as well. I got a funny story I want to talk about, an article. There's very little news this week in the NWA. Not much in the way of news, per se. So we'll dive into the Primetime Live results quickly. But listen to this. You're going to find this funny. Let me find the article. Let's see. He did a whole article. Let's see if I can find it. All right. So Aaron Stevens, our former national champion, of course, he lost 2 weeks ago. Third degree national champion. He lost, of course, to Trevor Murdoch. He was on the Shining Wizards Wrestling podcast to talk all things pro wrestling, including what it's been like in the NWA. So this is his working for the NWA has been, quote, an amazing experience. This is his quote. It's been really, really an amazing experience because I was completely out of the wrestling business as of about a year ago with no plans to return. I didn't know that. No desire to return. I got a call from Billy Corgan, and he kind of explained to me what NWA Power was going to be. If it had been anybody but Billy, I would have said no. But I said, okay. They already got me plane tickets, so I hopped in a plane, and when I saw the studio, I saw the setup, I was like, oh, okay, we're going to do this right then. I'll tell you what, from soup to nuts, everything about NWA Power, and I don't like the term magical, that's a bit excessive, but there was something very romantic about NWA Power. Our fans, I've wrestled pretty much everywhere there is to wrestle, and they were so loyal, and are still so loyal, but for an audience, and we're doing 4 tapings a night or whatever, for them to still bring that energy all the time in that room, it's absolutely amazing. And the creative freedom I had no idea, like the first set of tapings, I think we filmed 6 or 8 shows or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. I started out, I'll do a promo and say how I was out in Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. And by the end of the tapings, I'm a karate guy. And that was about a year ago. It was just really, really incredible. And to have the creative freedom from Billy and everybody, it really is amazing. And to be able to quest to perform in front of the fans is incredible. And I loved, loved, loved working with the question mark. So any comments on stuff about Wade Barrett and working shows without fans, talks about when he was Sandow and that kind of stuff. Oh, here we go. On the primetime live talent, this might be something you're interested in. Levi Shapiro, he's the sleeper. I hope the world sees how good he actually is. Obviously, Chris Dickinson is a great, great talent. Max Caster, I got to work with just this past weekend. What a talented kid, talented, talented kid. And others too, like the Danny Limelights of the world. We saw him a couple weeks ago. He's doing the best work of his career, in my opinion. There's so many, so many great talent out there, and you're going to get to see them on Primetime Live. I would definitely check it out, buy the bundle. If you're a fan and you want to know what's next, or like, I knew this guy or girl when, check it out. It will not disappoint. I can guarantee you that. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I did hear him on a podcast, sometime either, I don't remember, the months fly by, either before the pandemic, it might have been before the pandemic, and he said, yeah, he had no interest in coming back to wrestling, and when Billy called, he wanted to see how it is, and he's really, really, you know, he really enjoys the NWA, and he's doing his other stuff out in Hollywood as well, and I like to hear a guy like that who's had some previous success, especially in the WWE, to mention some of the guys on the UWN, the Primetime Live roster. And some of the guys that he mentioned are guys that we enjoy watching. So it's interesting to know the people or the guys that are, you know, like Aaron Stevens, some of these other guys that may have stuff outside wrestling, or you know, when indies come back, they have something to do. I think they're very, very loyal to the NWA. Not to say that guys right. like Ricky Starks and Eddie Kingston were not loyal. Listen, you have to pay the bills. I mean, these guys are humans, and they have to. You know, everybody thinks so because you're on TV and everything that you're rich. That's not the case. These guys have to pay their bills, but I think a guy like Aaron Stevens, who had, maybe money coming from other sources, he could take a job like this, and you could see he really enjoys what he's doing. I mean, I thought the chemistry between he and Question Mark were pretty good. I mean, probably guys that didn't ever work together before, and it's weird. I wonder where Question Mark is. I wish he would have maybe shed some light on that. I don't know if that question was asked in that podcast.
I don't either. Yeah, I didn't see
I really enjoy Aaron Stevens. I mean, I thought his characters were great, you know, when he was the Mizdow and, you know, in WWE, I thought he had a good gig going. But, you know, whatever, it runs its course in WWE, and now he's doing a whole different thing. I mean, like you said, he came in being like this Hollywood snob, and by the end of the show, he was a karate guy.
So, yeah.
You know, you never know. And then, you know, Mongrovia and third degree national champion. And it's fun stuff. I really do miss those power shows. I really do. I mean, this primetime live stuff is okay, but it's, there was something special about those power shows, you know, and the crowd definitely made the difference on that. Just the way they put it together with the, you know, kind of like a little bit of that old school feel of the Saturday night show, but then adding that little new edge to it. Like I've always mentioned, that's the stuff I really miss and enjoy. And I was so excited. I mean, you haven't seen me excited about, current day pro wrestling in a long time until that came along.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, obviously this deal had to be done. Who knew when Billy and the NWA were going to be able to make it back to Atlanta and the GPC to start taping power again.
And I'm obviously not knocking this Primetime Live thing. I enjoy the person. I have to be honest with you. This one was probably the one I enjoyed the least.
Well, we're going to talk about it in a minute. And I know why you are. And I'm going to kind of help you debunk it for you. Because it was I know why it kind of – it was not your favorite. And I can understand that. So we'll get to that in a minute. But I definitely think that Billy had to do something.
He had to do something.
You know, he had to make a deal to work out getting on camera somehow. The roster has been a little bit broken up. They lost Ricky Starks. They lost Eddie Kingston. And they're both flourishing in AEW, and I'm very happy for them. But it's obvious that a lot of these guys are loyal to Billy and want the NWA to come back. So the one that I'm very, very impressed with is Thunder Rosa. She definitely, because she's obviously doing, as we've read, she's obviously doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for Billy, videography and taping matches and stuff. So I'm happy for that. And I'm glad that she's sticking around and helping him out. So, all right, why don't we break down the show and then we'll talk about
it. And it's nice that she got some national attention when she was on the AEW shows and really performed well and represented the NWA well. And listen, maybe that's a future thing with the NWA and AEW working together, which is not always a bad thing. You know, AEW is going to need a feeder system from somewhere. So maybe maybe that's going to be a future thing down the road. Coming back and forth, and which is not always a bad thing, because it gives the NWA a little bit of exposure. I mean, who knows? Because we don't know how we're going to come out of this thing. I mean, listen. I mean, do you believe? I mean, I sit here and I think, wow, March, and I remember they said, okay, we're going to go home for my job and say, okay, we're going to work this like 2 days in, 3 days off. And then my first day home, they're like, no, we're just going to work from home until further notice. And now it's October. I mean, how crazy is that? So, you know, we don't know when we're going to see crowds again for wrestling. I know there's a little bit happening with AEW and, you know, there's some independents that are trying it. But for the mainstream, I don't know. For NWA, the power shows were in that small studio. You're only getting in 175 to 200 people anyway. Are they going to do it with 50 people? I don't know. I mean, if you could do it with 50 people, maybe you get, you know, a little bit of noise in there. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this is going to play out in the coming months. But I definitely think Billy had to do something here. He had to sign on with something, get some of his guys a little work and get some exposure. I guess, you know, in looking at this, I didn't really understand the deal totally. And maybe I'm expecting more NWA guys. But like we said, who is really with the NWA at this point? Because we really haven't heard much about contracts. Although, you know, they have Trevor Murdoch. They have Nick Aldis. They have, Aaron Stevens and, Eli Drake. So they have a decent amount of guys. I think I was expecting a little bit more of those guys. And I'm looking forward to seeing some young guys. Like, I like Chris Dickinson. I think he's great. I think he's a great heel. But maybe I'm looking for a little bit more, which, you know, that's just my expectations. It's not meaning they're doing anything wrong. It's just what I expected.
I think what you were expecting was NWA was going to rent out the place and you were going to have NWA power in another building. And what we didn't realize was Primetime, you know, UWN has apparently a pretty big roster of guys. But we're going to talk about that, too, because we had a decent amount of new faces, fresh faces on the roster and on the show this week. So the fourth episode of UWN Primetime Live, our first match, Levi Shapiro, the aforementioned Levi Shapiro, took on Brian Idol. Brian Idol was kind of a pretty boy. And Levi Shapiro is the kooky one with Howdy Price, his manager, the hunky-chunky guy. Levi Shapiro won the match with some cheating. A loaded glove. That's a cool 80s move, loaded glove.
I agree with Aaron Stevens. I see some potential in Levi Shapiro and, you know, maybe a guy we could see on Power in the future.
Entirely possible. I think so, too. Brian Idol, you know, good, kind of good-looking guy. That kind of thing. Good start to the show. It was a decent match. Our first title match of the evening, might have been our only one, the FSW Women's Championship. I guess she's like the Vegas or Nevada champion. Lacey Ryan taking on Vipress. It was Vipress. and Lacey Ryan retained the title. Now, this is obviously a regional women's title. This isn't, you know, I don't think Thunder Rosa has anything to worry about. But a decent women's match. And I tell you, one thing I have noticed is we're watching a ton of women on this show. Yes. We've had at least two women's matches every week, which is a good sign.
It's a good sign because I think the bigger companies, you know, well, WWE has a really good cachet of women because of NXT, but AEW could definitely use some future women stars for their roster. So it's just amazing the amount of women that are becoming wrestlers these days. You know, that whole women's revolution is really truly there because, I mean, there was a time when we didn't even see a women's match on cards. Now it's like now we're getting two matches. And I have to say, the women's matches haven't been too bad. This wasn't, you know, this wasn't a bad match. Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing like, wow, you know, you're going to say that, you know, this person's going to be a future world, you know, women's champion. But, you know, a nice serviceable match to enjoy during the evening. I love to see the different women that they're bringing up through the system because, like I said, AEW definitely could use some more experienced women for their division.
Right. And I think we've also seen, you know, one of our matches was the main event, Thunder Rosa, of course. But we saw this Priscilla Kelly, who I don't think anybody really knew about. And, you know, she shined in that match 2 weeks ago against Thunder Rosa. So, all right. And here was the highlight of our night, this amazing tag team match. Eddie Pearl and Ricky Gibson, known as 4 Minutes of Heat, taking on Richie Slade and Ricky Mandel, otherwise known as Beef Candy.
Beef with their Candy manager, Piscolo. That's going to be your new nickname.
That is my new nickname. Yep, that is. That's what I'm going to. I always tell that. I always say that people like D'Amato.
We're going to have to change your handle. Beef
yep,
Candy.
Exactly. At Beef Candy. Yep. And Flex McCallion, which will be Matt Rotella's new nickname, was their manager. And after looking past the gimmicks and seeing all that nonsense, I got to say the match actually wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
You know, it was a decent, it was a pretty solid tag match. We have definitely seen a lot of a UWN talent, and I'm okay with that. Because I'll get to what we look forward to at the end.
You know what it would have been nice? It would be nice and maybe to have like an NWA guy wrestle, you know, one of the UWN or, you know, whatever, the, you know, from that roster. That would, you know, mix and match a little bit.
Well, we've seen it so
again,
far.
I don't know what the deal is.
We have seen it, though. No, we've seen it, though. I mean, Eli Drake fought, what's his name, Watts. We're going to see a mixed tag in the main event tonight. Or that was...
Yeah, we've seen it. But, you know, again, like you said, maybe we're just... I don't even know who from the original NWA roster is still with them. You know, sometimes we hear it, you know, through the news, but you know, we don't really know what the contracts look like at this point for a lot of these guys. But yeah, I enjoyed this match. You know, just a good solid tag team match. 4 minutes of heat, nice teamwork, and you know, Beef Candy. Just the name of the alone just makes you laugh.
So great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, none of the matches have been horrible. You know, it just with wrestling, it's just like anything else. You know, sometimes you just something really gets you psyched up, and for some reason, this show just didn't do it for me like the other three did.
All right, well, let's go through it. Let's keep talking about it. So 4 minutes of heat actually won the match, but it was a pretty good back and forth with some funny gimmicks. Chris Dickinson, who wrestled pretty much for like what, the fourth time? I think he's wrestled every week. He beats Max Caster in a pretty good
match.
He's
a great heel.
He really is a great heel.
He kind of reminds me, I mean, obviously two different type of characters, but he kind of reminds me of MJF, just a total asshole, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty much.
That's all you can really say about him. He's just a jerk that you just want to punch right in the face and, you know, he's doing his job. I mean, just similar to like an MJF where, you know, he lives his gimmick and that's who he is. And, I, you know, again, it could be an extension of himself. But I have to be honest with you. If he's not in the NWA, if you don't see him with either WWE or AEW within the next couple of years, then it's on him, and he's just not doing his thing the way. But I mean, from what I see so far, he's definitely a future talent for one of the big companies, no doubt about it.
I agree. No, if he keeps it up, I don't disagree with that. The Wolf Zaddies, we saw them a couple weeks ago. Che Cabrera and Tito Escondido, those are the guys with the fuzzy capes and the they kind of look like what's his name, Baron Corbin, taking on the Bodega, Danny Limelight and Papo Esco, whose nickname was Fat Boy, or Fat Man or something. Anyway, oh, by the way, the production value was again good this week. They did the whole Saturday Night's Main Event kind of pre-credits promos. These two guys literally are cutting a promo in front of a bodega. Bodega.
the background ridiculous. Was great.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Another fun match, very physical, back and forth. I'm really impressed though. They're thinking about things like really boosting the tag division. They do have tag. There is a tag team champions. They're the SoCal Distancing, the former Distancing. Static. Because we don't have any NWA tag team champions right now because Eli Drake's here, but we don't have James Storm, so we don't know what the status of those titles are. So I am happy that we're seeing a ton of tag team wrestling in
You're seeing a ton of tag team wrestling for a couple of reasons. I think it's also to try to get more guys on the show since they're only an hour and a half, because you can't have that many singles matches.
Right. No, that's true. I agree with that. It shows that there's a lot of talent that could be worked with, and you know, we're getting a 90-minute show, so there is time for them to definitely flesh out a good 9, 10, 11-minute match, and I feel like they've done that for the most part every week. And then in our main event, Watts, we saw Watts a couple weeks ago lose to Eli Drake, and the Pope is back. The Pope,
I like
the is Pope. Back. Last time we saw the Pope, he and your boy Eddie Kingston were having a hot and heavy feud in NWA. Of course, that has now ended because Eddie Kingston's gone. But he's back, and you know, he's got the juice and he's got the charisma. Out comes our NWA World Television Champion, the outlandish Zicky Dice, who didn't come out with the belt, which I thought was strange. And his mystery tag team partner. Now, I thought it was going to be Eli Drake to kind of continue the feud between Eli Drake and Watts after their match a couple weeks ago.
We couldn't get
maybe
that.
It was Nick Aldis. You know, who knows? Instead, we get Effie. Now, I said that as if, you know, Roman Reigns came out or something. Effie is an indie wrestler, very popular in the indie circuit. He has his own... He runs his own wrestling show, like kind of specialty show, WrestleMania weekend every year. And he wrestles in fishnet stockings. And he's got a hip tattoo or something. So take that as you will. And it ends up being actually a very entertaining match. In the end, the Pope wins, but then Zicky Dice cheap shots him and leaves, and the Pope cuts a pretty good vicious promo.
He does.
I have a feeling, Doctor, we are looking at the beginnings of a Pope Zicky Dice feud, maybe Pope going after the World Television title, you know.
Definitely.
Your thoughts on the main event? You gonna buy an Effie shirt?
Well, you know,
I don't even know if there is one. I guess you got to
really,
go to like.
I mean, I've heard the name Effie. I didn't really know much about him, so I guess I was kind of disappointed because I thought, like you said, maybe it would have been Eli Drake or one of the NWA guys joining up with Zicky Dice. But the match wasn't too bad. I mean, I really like the Pope, so I think the Pope. I'm assuming in this, it was kind of weird because you didn't really know who the faces and who the heels were, and it seems now at the end, it seemed like Zicky Dice was the heel.
I think Zicky Dykes is the heel. I think he's the heel. I think Pope is the babyface.
Which is weird, you know, because we were used to seeing Pope. But, I mean, Pope is great on the stick. And again, another guy that, you know, I mean, I know he was with WWE at one time. What was it that didn't get him over in the WWE? Because he really has it all. I mean, he's a decent, you know, he's pretty good in the ring, and he's great on the mic. So I'm not sure what.
I honestly don't know. I'm a little perplexed by that myself. I'm not sure.
But I mean, he's definitely one of the future for the NWA, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, he was in New Breed, feuding with the originals in ECW in 2007. I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to move on to greener pastures. He would end up going to Impact, to TNA, as the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro. And I don't know. And he had pretty decent success there. And now here he is in the NWA back as the Pope. So I'm not sure, but he's definitely a guy that can cut great promos and can kind of, you know, carry himself well, or you know.
I mean, I think he's a better heel than a face, but it should be interesting to see how this plays out. And I think I think you're right. I think he'll be going for the NWA World Television Championship. And you know, like I said, I mean, I'm not saying that the show sucked or anything like that. I just it didn't hold my attention like the other three shows. Now, it could have just been me that night. Who knows? It just didn't have that, you know, same, I guess, like you said, maybe I was looking for more NWA. I thought maybe Aldis would be on a little bit more, even if he just came out and did an interview. And I know with these shows, because they're an hour and a half, you're not going to waste too much time on doing a, you know, 5-minute interview. You're going to, you know, it's going to be very quick. Mm-hmm. But maybe, again, that's my expectation. But listen, we're going to get the next bundle. I think everybody should. You know what? At this point, more than anything, let's support these guys. You know, let's support these indie guys that are trying to make a living. They're trying to pay the bills just like everybody else is. You know, they don't make the big bucks like a WWE or AEW wrestler is making right now. So let's help these guys out. I mean, it's entertaining enough. It's not like it's the worst show you've ever seen in your life. It's, you know, but, you know, you're not going to get 5-star matches every match, and you don't get that on the big shows from the big companies. So let's support these guys, because, again, we're seeing some future stars. I mean, I would say my favorite of all the UWN guys is probably Chris Dickinson. That's the one I think could be a major star in the future.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction.
I think so, too. Before we go off the air, Todd Kennelly announces that there's going to be a big announcement this coming week on Primetime Live, Episode 5, the first episode of the next bundle of four. So
what are you making your debut? You're making your debut in the ring? Is that what you're announcing?
I am. I'm getting rid of that. Yep, I'm managing the Pope. The Pope and the Podfather, P&P, that's what him and I are. Pope and the Podfather. We're going to be spicy beef candy.
are you gonna take on Conrad and Bischoff? Is that
exactly? I'm gonna take Conrad. Yep, I'm gonna take on Conrad and Bischoff. Yep. I'm gonna put him in like the ankle lock and go, I earned it. You married into it. Sound familiar? So all right. So after four episodes. Let's talk the pros and cons as we have concluded the first batch, or the first 4 weeks of UWN Primetime Live. All right, here are the pros for me. Fight TV does a very good job. They ironed out the technical kinks of the first week. We haven't had any spinning screens since. They've added a title card intro, and they do like the Saturday Night's Main Event promos in the beginning with stand-ups from everybody. The camera angles are getting better. Definitely week one, they kind of look like they were all over the place, but they've definitely got put together some kind of a thought process to where camera angles will be. Yeah. I love that they use the ramp a lot, and they will have no problem going outside. I do like the variety of workers. And I'm enjoying seeing a lot of the UWN guys. getting to know a lot of talent that I never thought I would know. The cons: not a fan of the announcing. Todd Kennelly's okay, but I definitely think we need Joe Galli, or we need some kind of NWA presence at the table. I'm bummed we lost Stu Bennett, but Stu became Wade again, and now he's on NXT. But I do wish we had a little bit more of a branding presence of NWA. I mean, we see them on the banners hanging over on the sides of the Thunder Studios, but I wish we had a little bit more of an NWA branding, so people know that there is some NWA going on there. And I guess that's it. My two cons are the announcing needs to be a little stronger, and I think I could use a little more NWA branding rather than just the. They should still be able to do promos for their merchandise, because UWN hardly has any, so NWA might as well pimp their merchandise. Anyway, those are my takes. Give me your pros and cons, and then I have something about the NWA's presence that maybe we're not thinking about, but go ahead.
Well, your pros and cons are pretty much in line with me. I think the con, maybe where I may go a little bit more with the cons, I think that I'd like to see a little bit more NWA presence on the card, not even just the branding, but on the card. I'd like to see a little bit more of the world champion. I think that that Aldis brings something that you know, like a Ric Flair used to all the shows. You know, I know this is not like the Saturday Night Show. This is more of a pay-per-view, but you know what I'm trying to say there. And now some of the pros, I mean, another pro on top of what you said is we are getting to see some young talent get showcased a little bit, to see maybe we'll see future stars. I mean, to me, one of the big pros is Chris Dickinson. I mean, I don't know if we're off base on that. I'd love to hear from everyone else how they feel about him. I just think he just has a lot of talent, and I think he's going to, have a future run somewhere in the future, you know, whether it be with one of the two big companies or even the NWA. And, you know, the pros, the lighting is actually very nice. I've seen, you know, with the music, you know, like it definitely. As the weeks went on, I felt like the broadcast was a little bit more professional now. Because at first I was like, wow, I think the power shows were produced better than this is. But I think over the weeks, they definitely ironed out a lot of the kinks. I love the Saturday night's main event, you know, look with the background, I guess the green screen, whatever they're using, you know, behind them, you know, kind of showcase the characters. I guess the other thing is, if you're going to have some of these guys on, is and I guess that's why you have some of the announcers that they do, like Todd Kennelly, where you could give a little more background on these guys so we could learn a little bit about them. I know we're not going to, you know, see every feud that they're in, but just to kind of give a little background so we know, you know, what the deal is. If you have two teams going against each other, or two guys going against each other that had a feud in another company, whether it be Championship Wrestling from Hollywood or Championship Wrestling from Arizona, or was it the West Coast Pro Wrestling, at least we can get an idea of why, you know, why we should invest, or who we should root for, or who we'd want to root for based on the storyline. But I, you know, again, this week the complaint, I guess, for me, and this is me, what my thought is, I just wish there was a little bit more NWA presence on the show.
It's funny you say that, because I actually think there's been an immense NWA presence. I think you're looking at it from a quantity perspective, whereas I'm looking at it from the way the show's structured. Think of every main event we've had in the 4 weeks. Week one, we had Aldis versus Bennett for the world title. Week two, we had Thunder Rosa and Priscilla Kelly for the women's title. Week three, we had Murdoch and Aaron Stevens for the national title. And week four, we had a tag match that involved both Zicky Dice and the Pope.
Well, I see.
So every week, we're building with the UWN guys, but every main event, either one or both guys have been an NWA superstar. And we've had three title matches.
that's probably the deal that they have, is maybe the NWA guys get the top billing, because I think more people are familiar with it because they did have a YouTube show, and the YouTube show had a lot of followers. So, you know, I think, let's put it this way. People like us that love the NWA were chomping at the bit for some NWA. So these are the guys, you know, guys like us are buying this, because a lot of these guys we had never heard of before. I wasn't going to buy it for, you know, Lacey Ryan and, you know, Brian Idol. I mean, I didn't know who those guys were.
I would have spent $1,000 on beef candy. Okay. I would have spent $1,000 on the bundle if I knew I was going to get some beef candy. I'm telling you, the
Pope. But no, I'm looking forward to the next bundle. Let's see what happens. Again, I'm not down on it. I just, this show was not my favorite of the four. That's it.
I also think we need to be patient. The UWN has to get something out of this deal. The NWA is walking in and taking their facilities and everything. So the UWN is trying to promote their, I mean, they've got belts too. If they were just a bunch of dudes and girls and just wrestling, I could see that, but they don't have a world champion, which makes me think that's kind of what the announcement this coming Tuesday is going to be. I think they've been wanting a UWN world title for a while, from what I've been researching, and they just, you know, things have happened and they never got around to it. It's either that, or they're going to have a tournament to decide who Nick Aldis's next opponent is for the 10 pounds of gold for Sweet Charlotte. That's my two predictions. Either they're going to have a tournament. That's what I think. I think a tournament's going to be announced for either A, the inaugural UWN world champion, or B, who the next number one contender is to face the national treasure, Nick Aldis, for the world's title. Those are my predictions on what the big announcement this Tuesday is. And I think that we needed to get acclimated to this roster. So they give us 4 weeks of shows, so they have a chance to show off their best wrestlers. Having said that, I would have liked to have seen Dan Joseph, their TV champion, more than once. I would like to have seen Thunder Rosa at least one more time. We haven't seen Nick Aldis in 3 weeks. Now, I understand. Look, we have to take this into account. You're watching them on Croc and Roll, and I'm watching them on, you know, my Chrono. Ric Flair was not on every week, so we can't use that as an excuse. That Nick Aldis is not on every week, so it's the show is low quality. Because
no,
let's be honest,
I didn't think he was going to be on every week
on a Saturday morning or Saturday night shows.
I'd have liked to see him one more time,
right? But I mean, Flair used to go weeks and weeks without being on Saturday mornings on Mid Atlantic because he's off doing shit. So doesn't mean that the shows weren't bad. It's just, you know, we loved seeing Flair and he wasn't around all the time.
He was on a little bit more often than that, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not trying to compare him to Ric Flair. My point is that Nick Aldis is really just, you know, he like I said, he carries that NWA World Championship like it was, you know, how it was revered in the 80s is how he thinks of it now. And he just adds a little to the show. So, you know, it would have been nice. Okay, you want to have him on the first week and maybe the fourth week.
You know what I would have done? You know what I would have done? I would have at least had him be on commentary, if anything.
Yep, you could have had that.
I could see that. Sure, I could see that. But, you know, you know what's funny? Speaking of NWA, and we'll talk more about this in a minute, about the differences in shows back in the 80s. And I'm curious. Maybe we'll have your tri-host on the NWA Croc and Roll, Sean Kidd, on the next time he's on here. Because I feel like they treated the Saturday morning show different than the Saturday night show, but that's a different story. I do think that they wanted to spend these first 4 weeks getting us acclimated to who these guys are and who's on this roster. And starting with Episode 5 this coming Tuesday, I do think we're going to see a little more sauce, a little more juice, a little more spice into the show.
I think you have to if you want to, you know, keep selling these bundles, if you want people to purchase, you know.
We need storylines.
Because there's so much out there, Scott, right now. You got Impact doing their thing. You have WWE doing their thing. You have AEW. You know, there's so much out there. So you have to kind of stand out. Or you got to get people like us that are kind of tired of the mainstream stuff and we want something different. So you have to find a way to hook people in. And that's why, you know, doing this show, we're hoping maybe we hook people in. Just because, again, I wasn't as in love with this show as, say, like the first or even like the last show, it doesn't mean it wasn't good. because it was, you know, it was, there was nothing on this show that was horrible. I just, it didn't make me pop as much as I did for some of the other shows. That was my
point. The shows need, we need storylines now. I think we need more promos. We need more like segments.
Well, you know, because it is a
match. We can't have that.
Because it is a pay-per-view, and that's the thing is that people, because people are paying for it. They don't want people to pay for just constant interviews. Now, if you made it a 2-hour show, maybe you could fit in a little bit more promos.
But I agree, but we can't. I think the word pay-per-view is a relative term here. It's not like they're buying WrestleMania or SummerSlam. Right. It's a weekly show. So I understand the pay-per-view aspect of it, but I think you could skip maybe one of the tags or something like that and have a segment with somebody. Because just having match.
Or you have to have your announcers do a better job of selling and kind of, as the match is going on, kind of explain a little bit about these wrestlers so we understand what the backstory is.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do, especially if a match is only 5 minutes or maybe 7 minutes. You have to, you know, call the match and try to get that information in at the same time. It's not an easy thing to do at all.
No, I think that the announcers are definitely needing to – they need to kind of – and I said this is why I think it's one of the cons. I definitely think they're trying to get their feet planted. This is a bigger deal than their little local show. You know, they're dealing with a national audience now, maybe international. I don't know if UWN Primetime Live goes to England or whatever. But I definitely think they need to kind of get themselves more in tune with – doing a weekly product and just doing standalone house shows. I feel like I'm watching a house show with cameras, and I'm not paying for that. I want something substantive. It's time to start working on some storylines. It get some feuds going. We need Nick Aldis on this Tuesday. We need to get.
I mean, you get a little bit of interviews, but I mean, Chris Dickinson's probably the best of all.
Yeah, but I mean, somebody's got to. Eventually, a babyface has to. Get in his face and say, maybe you're shit.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So him just saying the same thing over and over and bullying the announcers is only going to go so far. Somebody's got to get in his face, and we need to start making some juice. I think that's what it comes
down to. I agree. Well, maybe we'll see. We'll see how the next 4 weeks. Listen, I would say what would you say if you had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, the 4 weeks combined? What would you give the first bundle? Call it a bundle.
I would give it a 6.5. And that's because the back end shows were low. Like, I'd give week 1 an 8. I'd give week 2, which had Thunder Rosa, I'd give that an 8. Week 3 with the title change, maybe I'd give it like a 7. And then this past week, maybe a 5. I thought this week could have been better too. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just kind of helping you. I think I'm helping us in the audience kind of qualify what maybe they're missing if they're thinking like we are. And I think a lot of it is UWN.
I probably go a 6.5. I go 6.5 myself.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think UWN needed to show their guys off. They needed something out of this deal. The NWA just doesn't walk in and have power in another building.
Listen, we get all that. I listen, when we heard about this, we knew it wasn't going to be an NWA show only. They were going to have their own guys. We knew all that. That's fine. I just think that there could be, like you said, the storylines need to be established a little bit. And you do, and it's great that the NWA guys have been in the main event.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, intersperse them throughout the show, you know, a little bit. I mean, because some of those guys do have names. You know, Trevor Murdoch was a name before. You know, Eli Drake was a name, the Pope. These are guys, use them to your advantage. And I wouldn't have a problem seeing – I mean, I know that there was sometimes where it's a little mixing in there, but it would be nice to even mix it up a little bit more, get those NWA guys in more matches with some of the UWN guys. It's only going to help the UWN guys take it to the next level. And, sure. You know, listen, would it be nice maybe to see, you know, maybe Eli Drake and Chris Dickinson go at it?
That would be good. Sure. Yeah, I think Chris Dickinson will be the first guy that you see start to intermingle with NWA guys. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think you're going to see a lot of Chris Dickinson on Tuesday. I do. I think this week you're going to see a better show. I do think so. I think they realize, okay, we've gotten their feet wet. People have been patient with us through these first 4 weeks while we get the roster, you know, familiar to people.
What's the deal on the bundle? What is it, like $24?
It's $24.99. It went up a dollar. So these four shows are $24.99. Now, I was wrong. I want to clarify. I made a mistake. For those that have like fight credits, you probably know this already, but I'm going to pretend like you don't. You can't use like half and half. Like you can't spend 12 credits and then pay in cash with the other 12 or the rest of the money. You have to pay in full, accrue credits, and then when you want to buy something that's the exact same amount, then you do it. So that's why I couldn't use, because I have 7 credits. Now I have 9, and I'll probably get more credits when I buy this bundle. Because I don't have enough for 1 week, so we'll get there. But anyway, I just want to let you know.
I think with the bundle, I think it's worth it. Give it a shot.
$24.99 for 4 weeks. Or buy individually. I think one episode, I think, is $7. So just buy this week's. Buy this week's. Spend the $7 or $8.
Check $8. It out.
Spend $7.99 and see what happens. Maybe you'll like it. I think it's going to be a good week to do it.
I mean, and the thing is that you may see some of these, some of this talent in the big companies. I pretty much say WWE, and then you would say it's Impact in Ring of Honor, and then NWA, you know. I mean, NWA, I think, was getting there until this whole thing happened, and kind of lost its momentum. It was gonna be interesting to see after talking with Dave Lagana and the direction that sound like it was gonna go in. It would have been interesting to see if this pandemic didn't happen where the NWA would be right now.
I also think sometime in the next year, I think you will see Dave Lagana back. May not be a full year, but at some point in the next year, I think whatever's happening with Dave is going to get ironed out, and Dave Lagana will be back with the company. Maybe not. Maybe you won't see his name a lot. Maybe he'll work as a silent partner, but I believe you will see Dave Lagana back in the NWA.
I'm not going to even comment on that story because I don't know enough about it, and I really don't even want to get totally into it. It is what it is, and hopefully for all the parties involved, there will be some kind of, I don't know if there'll be a resolution, but there'll be something where everybody's comfortable and they can go on with their lives. That's the main thing.
I'm excited about this week's episode coming up this Tuesday, major announcement. I do think we will see Nick Aldis, and I think the announcement will either be – I think there's going to be a tournament, but it's going to be either for A, their inaugural UWN World Championship, or B, a number one contenders tournament to decide who will be the next opponent for Nick Aldis for the 10 pounds of gold. So that's my pick.
I don't even know what I would guess right
at this I do think they will load up. I think we will see Thunder Rosa back. I think Allison Kay will come back. I think the NWA guys will load up. I think it's time for them to inflict their – I think it's time for Billy to be like, listen, you want people to start buying this show, you got to put more of the NWA guys on. No one cares about these other nobodies except the Bodega. I like them. And, of course, Beef – I almost called him Beef Sauce.
Beef Sauce.
That's their manager. That's you. If I'm Beef Candy, you're Beef Sauce. And Rotella is what the fuck is that dipshit's name? That was a fucking manager's name. Hold on. Flex McCallion. That's
Flex,
Rotella.
Flex McCallion.
Yeah. It's fucking broken McCallion. All right. So there you go. There's this week's episode of the Saturday special. I recommend if you don't want to buy the whole thing, at least pay for this week's show. Spend, I think it's $7.99 if you want just this episode. And see what happens. I have a feeling after 4 weeks of kind of getting their feet wet and letting their roster hit the camera, I think you'll see some more excitement, and I think we'll see some storyline build this week. I'm optimistic. Dr. G, always a pleasure. You can find the doctor on Twitter at Dr. GPTB. You can find me on Twitter at PTB Podfather. We had a good week at the PTB Wrestling Network. One of the best place to be podcasts I think we've done in a long time. Myself, my PIC, Mr. Azzaro, J. Arsenio D'Amato, WrestleMania 7. It was a great show. Had a blast. Place to Be Nation's main event dropped on Friday. And myself and Nate, Steve could not join us, but Nate and I went through a ton of good wrestling stuff. we recapped Victory Road. We recapped NXT TakeOver. We did some other stuff, talked some New Japan, talked some Road Warriors. So good show this past week, Place B Nation's main event. Also, senior video, Rory McNamara was with his co-host on the 20 Years podcast. They talked about they did the 1989 Ultimate Warrior Coliseum video. So check that out. This weekend, this coming Sunday, if you're listening to this when it dropped tomorrow, Ben Locke will have a new episode of Wrestling's Chicken Salad. So look forward to that.
Lots of stuff coming up.
Yeah, lots of stuff coming up. We got another episode of Croc and Roll a week from Wednesday, the 21st. Will be the next episode of Croc and Roll. But of course, we'll be back next weekend with another episode of the Saturday Special. And finally, I mentioned this on Main Event this past weekend. You'd be happy to know, Dr. G, I figured out now, after talking with my good friends from TeePublic, how easier it'll be to go to the store, to the wrestling store, instead of doing what I was doing, which is giving you my user email or link, which was not the right thing. TeePublic goes by tags, not necessarily by pages. So very simple. Go to teepublic.com and in the search type PTBW, and that's it. And you'll immediately go to our stuff. So that's all you got to do. Just go to the homepage, www.teepublic.com, and type PTBW in the search, and you'll go right to our stuff. And so support all your shows.
Exactly. The stuff is really nice. And you get some cool masks, since that's our new way of life these days.
Hoodies, T-shirts, mugs, a lot of good stuff. And we'll be adding some more logos. There's a couple more logos I'm trying to work with our graphics man to try to get it to fit. But we will get it there.
Look at that. See, I just tried it because, I listened to what the Podfather says. I typed in
That's the whole point.
PTBW. Don't push it. PTBW in the search, and it came right up.
You might want to watch your tone with me, or you're going to end up on the pop feed doing 8-hour pods on the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah,
so
really?
Shut your pie hole and just listen to me, okay? Just really had enough of you and your
– You had eating, enough of me. I don't think so, because we're coming – the Croc and Roll team's coming to take the six-man tag team championship.
No, it's your Callum is Claymore kicking your fucking combed over ass.
You know, he's got you
special pulled. Relations. Special relations. And then Rory's going to put you in the sleeper. So. those guys will be coming up in a couple weeks with their next episode of the Special Relations Pod. They're all awesome anyway. All right, we're done. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week. We'll see how exciting episode 5 of Primetime Live is, see if there's any other news and notes. He is the doctor, and you are not.
Good night, Pete Candy.
Ciao!